HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Every year for, I think it's 5 years now, the Hilo Jazz Orchestra do a tribute to the late, great Frank Zappa. And here on All Things Considered, we get to celebrate by playing some Frank music beds, talk up the show. But this year, tonight and tomorrow, Hilo Performing Arts Center, this year's event is called Hilo Jazz Orchestra meets Dweezil Zappa. They are playing Zappa with Zappa. It's a huge thrill because we get to talk about the shows with Frank's eldest son, Dweezil Zappa, who is on the line right now. Thank you so much, Dweezil, for doing this.
Sure, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. When did you initially hear about this annual tribute to your pop?
Either late last year or earlier this year, my wife saw something on some social media. Then we started seeing a few clips of performances from years past. We ended up talking with the university people, Lee and Trevor, so that I could participate. And for me, it goes along with the goal that I have with my dad's music of exposing it to newer generations. So it's nice there's an interest and that the community has supported it for the last several years here on the Big Island. It's a great thing to be able to have it carry on and get a chance to be a part of it.
How much work has gone into you preparing for it?
Well, for me to prepare is different than for them to prepare. I understand that the band have been working for several months, because I remember when I first put my own band together to do this, we rehearsed 3 months solid before we ever did a single show. And the musicians were all very, very accomplished. So if you're new to this music and, you know, you're still on that path to building your skill set, this music is one of the ultimate challenges, and it's a very daunting task. A lot of the songs that are in the program that we'll be doing in the next few nights are songs that I'm pretty well familiar with because I've been playing them a lot. But the band of musicians from the Hilo Jazz Orchestra, a lot of it might be very new to them. So they will have been training like it's training for the Olympics, you know.
And when we talk about the nature of familiarity with songs, as we were just talking, 1976, there's a Madison Square Garden bootleg. Your dad is on stage in New York City introducing Black Sabbath. Flashing forward to the 80s, there you are on MTV, but you're also in like the Shot in the Dark video from Ozzy. Were you there at that Sabbath show, or how far, when did you get introduced to them so that you would end up actually years later being in an Ozzy video yourself?
Well, I was not at the show that you were talking about. I was actually not even aware that my dad ever introduced Black Sabbath on stage, so I just learned something new, which is always fun. But the Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne reference, for me, when I started playing guitar when I was 12 years old, around 1982, I was really excited about Ozzy's solo albums, Diary of a Madman and Blizzard of Oz, and I was really into Randy Rhoads' guitar playing. I also liked Black Sabbath because we had some of the records, my dad's record collection. He had a few of their albums. So I used to put those on the turntable and check them out. And I always loved Tony Iommi's guitar playing and the fact that he played an SG-style guitar. You know, there were only a few people that played SG. My dad, Angus Young, and Tony Iommi, and maybe Frank Marino, you know. So it was like...
Connected
you. If you played an SG, you know, yeah, I'm going to be interested.
Right. And then how'd you hook up with Ozzy?
Well, he had come to the house at one point. I remember him talking to my dad and saying that his favorite song of my dad's was a song called Big Leg Emma, which is kind of funny that would be his his favorite. But I guess my dad knew Tony as well from Black Sabbath, and my dad really didn't have too many people that were coming over as friends. But the video, I don't remember exactly how that came about. It might have even just been something because I was doing MTV.
One led to the other. I get you.
Yeah.
And then the Stayin' Alive with Ozzy covering the Bee Gees. What led to that?
Well, I recorded a version of Stayin' Alive for my album that was called Confessions of a Deprived Youth. And I decided that it would be a fun challenge to take something that was already well known and turn it around. And I thought, what would be the most wrong way to do this song? And I thought, well, let's do heavy metal and see if we can get Ozzy Osbourne to sing it. And I had him do it, but originally it wasn't allowed to be released on my record. I had to replace Ozzy's vocals on my record.
Donny Osmond,
yes. So from the Ozman to an Osmond, definitely a different version, but I like that version as well. But Ozzy, it's just classic to hear him say, "All aboard the disco train."
Yeah. You know? So. Now, you mentioned Ozzy being over at your house, hanging out with your father. Again, this is Dweezil Zappa talking about his late great father, Frank Zappa, and Dweezil's playing with the UH Yellow Jazz Orchestra tonight and tomorrow. I understand you also had a special experience as a kid. Another rock legend came over to hang at your house with your pop, and that was a guitar player who you loved, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, well, I don't really know exactly how it happened, but one day the phone rang, and it was a guy purporting to be Eddie Van Halen. At that time, there was no MTV. There weren't radio interviews where you could really hear your favorite musicians talking a lot. There weren't shows like MTV Cribs or any of these celebrity infotainment type of stuff. You know, you would buy a record and you would read the liner notes and you would listen to the album and you would imagine what these musicians were like. So I had no way of knowing that this person that was on the phone claiming to be Eddie Van Halen could actually be Eddie Van Halen, but my dad ended up taking a phone call, and 20 minutes later, sure enough, Eddie Van Halen is walking up the front steps to the house. And, you know, for me, being 12 years old and having just really started playing guitar, this was the craziest experience ever. So he's walking up the stairs, and he was wearing the Women and Children First album cover jumpsuit, and he may as well have been backlit with a smoke machine and with a flowing cape, because he was like a full-on superhero walking up the stairs, and he had this purple guitar with him, not even in a case. He walked in into the studio, and immediately I was asking him to play the intro to Mean Street, Eruption, and all these things. So this was a situation where I got to see all of this stuff, like the magic trick was revealed. And he ended up producing the very first thing that I recorded. I recorded a song called My Mother is a Space Cadet. He recorded at our house. He produced those things. And I remember him thinking out loud and saying, "I don't know what to do with you guys," because we were all 12 years old. And he's like, "Well, what do we do? Do we take a milk and cookie break? How does this work?" You know.
That is great stuff. And then you actually did some show and he played the guitar and you just stood there and he did the solo or something like that?
I was playing in a school talent show thing and we were playing Running with the Devil. And he came to the sound check and he said, "Oh, you're playing this part wrong." And he stood behind me and the guitar was still over my shoulder, but he stood behind me and he played the intro to Running with the Devil. So here it is with the 12-year-old kids, but then he's playing this thing and he showed me the part that I was playing incorrectly, but I got to see it from guitar perspective. So that was pretty cool.
It's a great way to leave it. It's going to be a remarkable couple of nights called UH Yellow Jazz Orchestra meets Dweezil Zappa. We have been just thrilled to have Dweezil on the line with us. We will go out with, and I'll let you pick it. I was going to play my very favorite of your pop's tunes, which I understand has some significance to you too, because not only did you win a Grammy for your cover of it, but it comes from a record that he dedicated to you. Peaches and Regalia is the song I'm talking about. And I could play your version or I could play your pop's.
Which version of mine do you have? Because there's one I did where it's actually me and my dad.
The one that starts with almost like backward masking version of the theme.
Yeah. That's the one.
And that's the one I think we should play.
Great.
Sending you the love,
no
brother.
Problem.
I hope you feel it.
Appreciate it.
Stay healthy and safe.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Aloha. It's Dweezil Zappa. We couldn't be in a better place if we tried. We're tuned in to our good friend, Dave Lawrence. Aloha, Dave.